This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. Yes, words are hard. Brought to you by Audible. Get your book at audibletrial.com/thegroupquest or audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox stuff. What has Mr. Yoshida say about Final Fantasy 16? And could there be a new game coming from the Frostpunk publisher? But today, we start with Destructoid.com, and they are saying that the Beyond Good and Evil 2 studio has some labor problems. In fact, there's Ubisoft, Montpellier, and while they are in development of Beyond Good and Evil 2, they've had some major setbacks, including a lot of people just burning out. In fact, Ubisoft in that location is now under investigation by the Inspection du Travail because a lot of developers, like I said, have been experiencing burnout and going on sick leave. So Kotaku sources did say that there were dozens of employees, including project leads, have been taking some time off at various periods, citing stress, burnout, and other forms of sickness. So, in fact, one of those people that was calling off work was Guillaume Carmona, who is the managing director of Beyond Good and Evil 2. So burnout does happen sometimes, and some of us have been a very big, well, not big, but I'd say we've seen a lot of that recently. Now, we also have some sad news from DualShockers.com because the ones that made Forspoken has been absorbed into Square Enix. So Luminous Productions is now shut down. In fact, they had a statement, and they did it on at Luminous Productions on Twitter. Quote, "You may have heard the news that Luminous Productions is merging with Square Enix. Beginning on May 1st, our talented team will join Square Enix to deliver new, innovative gaming experiences to players across the globe. Between now and then, we remain entirely focused on Forspoken. We are currently working on the previously announced patch to address the overall game performance. We will deliver an update soon. And the DLC, Intenta We Trust, is on track for release this summer. Thank you again for your patience and support. When we established Luminous Productions in 2018, our vision was to make a AAA games that fuse technology and artistry to deliver completely new play experiences. Having the chance to do just that has been a dream come true. We appreciate you taking this journey with us and look forward to continuing to create new entertainment and experiences as a part of the Square Enix family." Now we go to Eurogamer because, well, some good news. The Frostpunk publisher is looking to make a new RPG called Thaumaturge. So, 11-Bit Studios, and that's the company behind This War of Mine and Frostpunk, did reveal that Thaumaturge, a story-rich isometric RPG, is now being published as a part of a partnership that Fool's Theory and 11-Bit Studios made last year. So, Thaumaturge takes place in Warsaw, Poland, in the early 20th century. That was after it was annexed by Russia. And they're going to go through that timeline while people would make, quote, morally ambiguous choices while they get into a, quote, spiritual driven powers, or driven by powers concealed beyond the comprehension of ordinary men. So that's what Fool's Theory explains, and they further said, quote, "Existing on the supernatural cracks between the real world and the shadows are esoteric beings called Silators. Only a Thaumaturge can truly perceive a suture and use their unique abilities to pry deep into the crevices of the human personality and find a person's honest intentions and suspicious desires alongside someone's shameful secrets, distortions, exaggerations, and impressions," unquote. So we'll see what happens there. Now, if you still have a PlayStation 3. According to PushSquare.com, there is a new firmware update. So, all that PlayStation would say is that, quote, the system software update improves system's performance. So it could go a little faster, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. But if you still have a PlayStation 3, there's your update. And I've seen that on a couple of different websites there as well. So maybe there could be a new game coming there. Doubt it. Like maybe via Destructoid.com, Apogee's Elements made their Kickstarter goal, or they make a Kickstarter goal, to release a game in quarter 2, 2024, so next year. And it's called Elements. Basically, it has a Zelda-type following to it. So, if you play like Breath of the Wild, you might get some of the influences from that game into the game called Elements. So, we'll see how that goes. Now, as far as what the Kickstarter goes, right now, as of what we can tell via Destructoid, is the amount of money that's raised is right around $200,000. And the campaign runs until March 3rd and will close at 6 p.m. PST on March 3rd. Now, the plans are, right now, to be on the Steam Early Access in quarter 2, 2024, and to be on all the platforms, including PC, in quarter 2, 2025. We shall see what happens with that. Now we go to Eurogamer.net, and Naoki Yoshida gave a pretty good update to Final Fantasy 16 PC. So will we see it on PC? Well, this is what he said. Quote, first of all, it's true that Final Fantasy 16 is 6 months limited time exclusive on PlayStation 5 platform. However, it is a completely different story on the PC version. Will be released in half a year. I will make it clear, but the PC version will not come out in half a year. This is because we spent a lot of time and money optimizing the PlayStation 5 platform to deliver the best gaming experience. Of course, I would like to release PC version at some point so that everyone can play as many games as possible. However, even if we start optimizing the PC version after PlayStation 5 version comes out, we won't be able to optimize it in half a year. So it won't come out in a short span of half a year. I would like to release it eventually, and I think I will, but I am not at the stage where I can say when. So there will be a PC version. At least that's what he's planning. Now, if you got a certain game on PC or on your favorite console, Destiny 2 and Among Us are doing a crossover in it right now. Uh-oh. Now, Destiny 2 Lightfall has launched. And in celebration of that, Among Us said that, well, we're just going to have a murderous event. So you can get your Destiny 2 skins for only 3,500 beans, and that would have different outfits for all of you Among Us players. Now, those beans will disappear on May 30th. So you have a month. You got a little time, but time does run short. 1 month, that's all you get. So if you get it, you can get those skins on, and then you can go kill your friends. Virtually, of course. Virtually, of course. We're going to end with Xbox today because, oh boy, here we go. According to Eurogamer.net, the games with gold for March is now confirmed, and that will be Sudden Strike 4. The complete collection is available for the full month for any World War II strategy people. The horror indie Limitum, which you can get from the 16th of March to the 15th of April. Well, they're all free to download. So there you go. But that's not the only thing, people, because Xbox has a sale. And it's hundreds of games that are on deals right now, including Back 4 Blood Ultimate Edition, Batman Arkham Collection, Control, Payday 2, Crime Wave Edition, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Gotham Knights, lots of stuff, AAAs and nuts and indies and all that stuff. So go check out Xbox.com, or if you have an Xbox, go check out your console, okay? Go do that. Find those sales. Lots of stuff on sale. And the price ranges go anywhere from $3, maybe even free, to like, who knows how many. Like, the highest price I see is like $36. Could be a little bit more than that. Depends on how much that game is worth. Oh yeah, Gotham Knights 2. Okay, so Gotham Knights is on sale. And Elder Scroll, that's on sale too. So go get them. And you can go check us out at thegroupquest.com. Go check out dawnforge.com as well. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Well, I gotta go play some games now. I got up early in work, so hey, I could go play some games. You should too. Go play some games, people. Bye.